Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today we're talking about flowers. We all love flowers, don't we? They're very important, and bees pollinate flowers. But the most important reason why we like flowers is because they're just pretty. They come in different colors and different shapes. And one especially nice flower here in Taiwan is the calla lily.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand there's some kind of calla lily festival going on.
Calla Lily Festival. Interesting. Well, it's actually my favorite flower. It's kind of big. So if you're looking for a small flower, it's not this one. But it's beautiful and so elegant. A lot of girls will have Calla Lily bouquets when they get married. Do you know how the bride has that bouquet?
Uh-huh.
Or I had a friend who really...love them and use them for a funeral service. They're quite lovely. But I didn't know they had a festival here. I'm really excited about this. I want to go check them out. We're going to talk about the festival, guys, that takes place around Yangmingshan National Park and a little bit more about this flower. And I know a little bit about it, too, and what it represents. But first, we're going to listen to this article read through.Take a trip to Yangmingshan National Park in the springtime, and you may find yourself greeted by a wonderful sight. Fields of trumpet-shaped white flowers, peeking out from bright green foliage, stretch toward the hills, creating a romantic scene. These elegant flowers, called calla lilies, grow tall and proud, and are loved around the world. Originally from the southern part of Africa,Calla lilies spread to many other warm regions because they are easy to grow. Thanks to their lovely shape and the rainbow of colors they display, they're commonly used for decoration at events. Calla lilies are so magnificent that they're one of the most popular types of flowers for wedding bouquets. They also make an excellent addition to any home garden. At Yangmingshan, the warm climate...Fertile soil and continuous supply of spring water create a perfect environment for growing calla lilies. In the area of Juzahu, named after a lava-dammed lake which dried up years ago, sit more than 45 calla lily farms that span 13 hectares. The flowers were introduced there in the 1960s, but not until the mid-1990s,did the government start promoting agricultural tourism in the area. Now, during March and April, tourists flock to see the blooms in all their glory at the Juzahu Calla Lily Festival. Flower lovers fill the picturesque farming village, where they're able to handpick some calla lilies to take home. The festival is also the perfect time to stroll among the pine and bamboo forests,or the blossoming cherry trees that grow nearby. This spring, consider heading up to Juzahu and enjoying the festivities. Once you've picked some calla lilies for yourself, you may just end up falling in love with this treasured flower.
Okay, everybody, let's talk about the contents of today's lesson. The title is...Welcoming Spring with the Calla Lily Festival. Oftentimes, of course, at this time of year, we're anxious to look for signs of spring because we're kind of tired of the cold winter and we want the weather to be nice again. So we're looking for signs of spring. In America, we'd look for buds in the trees. We'd mm-hmm. look for robins, the birds. Maybe they're flying back from the south. But here, you might want to look for calla lilies. That's a sure sign.That spring is coming.
Oh, and they've got a really fun festival, which you can go and participate in. A festival is kind of like an outdoor party in some ways, where you'll see the flowers, probably lots of good treats and food to eat. It's something I want to look into this year. I've never done it before, and it's about time. I love this flower. So what do you need to do? Well, you can take a trip to Yangmingshan National Park in the springtime.And it's there that you may find yourself greeted by a wonderful sight. They've got fields of flowers that are blooming, that have blossoms that you can look out onto. Now, if you've never seen a calla lily, we're going to describe it to you. It's a trumpet-shaped white flower that's got a really thick stem and big leaves. But the flower itself is quite large. It's much bigger than most flowers that you'll see. A trumpet is a horn instrument that you blow into, and I think it has three little gold tabs that you hold down. I'm not sure.
Call those valves.
Valves, yeah. Yep. I never played the trumpet myself, but that's the kind of shape of this flower. And it says that they're peeking out from bright green foliage, and this is stretching toward the hills. So you've got these white flowers, and then you've got lots of the green foliage, which are the leaves and the stems that we're talking about right there.
Exactly. So this is an interesting way to describe this. We've got bright green foliage, which of course refers to all the plants there. But then it's kind of accented with these little white dots there, these trumpet-shaped white flowers, which are peeking out from the green foliage. So it's quite a sight to see. And they stretch toward the hills. They go on for a long way. And there, of course, at Judzihu, calla lily fields stretch up to the edges of the mountains. It's quite a sight to see. And of course, if you're there with your best love, well, that is a romantic scene there. You can walk hand in hand amongst the calla lilies and talk about your future together, and it's quite romantic. And these elegant flowers called calla lilies grow tall and proud and are loved around the world. So we're describing these flowers as being very elegant, which means they're very refined, they're very graceful, very stylish in appearance. You could describe a woman in wearing a nice long dress as looking very elegant. I suppose you could describe a man that way too, depending on how he's dressed, but I tend to use this word to describe feminine things. Something's elegant when it looks very beautiful.
Yeah, or the way someone moves can be very elegant. For example, dancers, they always look very graceful, very elegant. So these are some of the most elegant flowers out there. I think orchids are also quite elegant. But these are not flowers that look like, sunflowers or poppies that are kind of average, normal flowers. These are very striking. They're quite large. And the shape of them is so different that a lot of people pick them as part of a special event like a wedding. Now, they're originally from the southern part of Africa. Like most flowers or plants or animals, they were first found in a particular location. And then once people started visiting these places, they would grab some of them and, of course, take them home and plant them. So now they're all over the world. But they do like really warm weather, which is a good thing because Taiwan has a lot of warm weather. It's perfect for them to grow right here in Taiwan. Thanks to their lovely shape and the rainbow of colors they display, they're commonly used for decoration at events. Now, the original calla lily is white, and most of the time, calla lilies that you see will be white, but they do come in other colors. I bought some that were like burgundy and pink and purple one year for a bouquet for someone who loved those types of flowers. So they can come in different colors, but for the most part, when you see a calla lily, it's going to be white.
For the most part, but as you said, they come in different colors, lots of colors. So we're describing that as a rainbow of colors. And, of course, as you said, they're used as decorations at events like a wedding or something like that, or maybe somebody's party, they're retiring from the job or something, who knows. So you can use them for decoration at events. Decoration here is a non-count noun, but you can use it as a countable noun. Although when you use it as a countable noun, you're talking about the individual decorations themselves. Hey, let's go buy Christmas decorations tonight. We need some new ones. But a decoration just refers to the process of decorating something, etc., etc. Now, here in the next sentence, it says, calla lilies are so magnificent that they're one of the most popular types of flowers for wedding bouquets. Magnificent. Again, that's kind of like elegant. Just means really, really great, really, really beautiful, and really extravagant. I guess you could describe Longshan Temple as being a magnificent temple. It's really cool to look at. And, of course, these flowers are used at weddings, especially in the bouquets, which is like a bunch of flowers together.
That's right. I see them a lot at weddings. They're not cheap, and so you probably want to save your money and buy them for a special occasion. I always found them to be kind of expensive. They might be cheaper here in Taiwan. I should check that out. But yeah, Tom described that wedding bouquet. It's a group of flowers that are put together. It can be all the same type of flower. And then you add some green with that or some baby's breath. That's that white, tiny, tiny little dried flower that they add to bouquets. Or flower arrangements that look really great. So you'll see them a lot at weddings because people are willing to spend more money for that type of event because it's special. Usually you only have one wedding during your lifetime. They also make an excellent addition to any home garden. Now, I don't have a backyard or a front yard, but you might check into buying some calla lilies and planting them in a pot. Maybe they can grow indoors, but you'll need to put it where it gets some sun. They do like sun. We're going to talk about where you can go see this calla lily festival, guys. But first, we're going to take a quick break and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天要描述的主题呢是海域。我们来看到第一个空格，它的句子写着 Fields of trumpet-shaped white flowers peeking out from bright green foliage stretch toward the hills. Blank one, a romantic scene. 在前面提到呢，这一大片从翠绿的绿叶当中探出头来的喇叭形状的白色花朵，像山丘这样蔓延开来，然后打上逗号，这样子的场景呢，创造出来是一个非常浪漫的场景。第一题要考考同学句型结构的概念，来说明前面这样的场景呢 ，which creates a romantic scene。而在这里没有 which creates， 那我们就可以把 which 省略掉 ，create 用 creating 来代表主动。所以第一题的标准答案就选择 B creating。第二个空格后面句子提到 ，their lovely shape and the rainbow of colors they display， they are commonly used for decoration at events。怎么样？他们可爱的形状以及呢所展示出来的缤纷色彩，他们常常会用在活动的装饰当中。第二题 A 选项 ，regardless of 不论 ；B rather than 而不是 ；C except for 除了什么什么之外 ；D thanks to 因为多亏于，正是因为它们可爱的形状跟缤纷的色彩，所以常常用来被当作是装饰品。所以第二题搭配文意，标准答案就选择 D, thanks to.
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue with our lesson. Again, we're talking about calla lilies, and more specifically, we're talking about the Calla Lily Festival up on Yangmingshan in Yangmingshan National Park, and more specifically at a place called Juzahu, which you may have heard of. So here in this paragraph it says, At Yangmingshan, the warm climate, fertile soil, and continuous supply of spring water create a perfect environment for growing calla lilies. So you've got the right conditions there up on Yangmingshan. It's got a warm climate there. It's kind of cold during the winter, but of course sometimes people say it snows on Yangmingshan. Very rarely, but it has. But for the most part, it's warm up there. It's also got very fertile soil. Fertile means it has lots of nutrients in the soil, so you can grow plants easily, mm-hmm. and it's also got this continuous supply of spring water. If something's continuous, that means it doesn't end. You've got this supply of water coming all the time, and you can grow those flowers anytime you want.
Yeah, you want the warm weather, but like Tom said, you need good soil. That fertile soil refers to dirt that has a lot of vitamins and minerals in it that are good for plants or flowers. But yeah, this is a great place. In fact, if it's a perfect environment for growing the beautiful calla lilies. I could use this word continuous to describe some weeks we have here in Taipei during the winter in particular where it rains continuously. That would be the adverb form of that. But the rain is pretty continuous sometimes during the winter especially. Seems like we never get a break. It just rains and rains and rains. But these particular flowers need a lot of water, and they need that good, fertile soil. Now, in the area of Juzhou, which was named after a lava-dammed lake, which dried up years ago, you can find a lot of different calla lily farms. In fact, there are 45 of them that span a really broad or great area. We're measuring it in terms of hectares or hectares. You can pronounce that either way. In America, we use the measure word acres when we're talking about land like this, but hectares is used over here in Taiwan if you translate it into English. So if something's named after something else, it means someone had that name originally, and then you used that name and gave it to somebody else. Maybe you were named after your mom, named after your grandmother or your grandfather. We would say that, oh, I was named after my great-grandfather. He was a really cool guy, and we wanted to keep his name around. Here, this area was named after a lava-dammed lake. So this lake used to be something that you could fish in, probably, or go swimming in. But then a volcano erupted and filled in that area with lava. Lava, after it dries, becomes very hard, like stone. And that's where we get this name, Juzhou, from.
Right. I guess Yamingshan is a past volcano, and there was lava there, and the lava maybe formed a circle or something where there was water. But, of course, because of evaporation, the lake dried up years ago, but the name is still there. And, of course, we've got all these calla lily farms there now. Don't worry, you won't get wet. There's no lake there now. Now, the flowers were introduced there in the 1960s, but not until the mid-1990s did the government start promoting agricultural tourism in the area. So some people decided to grow those flowers there at Juzhou way back in the 1960s. Maybe they tried it, it worked. Other people saw that that was a good idea, so they grew the flowers too. So it became known as a place with calla lilies. But the government started promoting agricultural tourism in the area in the mid-1990s. And agricultural, of course, has to do with farming and plants and stuff like that. And that's a kind of tourism, to get tourists to go to farms and things like that, to check out the plants, to check out the flowers, etc., etc. Like going to places in Miaoli, for example, to pick strawberries. That's a kind of agricultural tourism. So the government said, hey, y'all gotta go up to Yamingshan and check out those calla lilies. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, agriculture also includes farm animals. So if you study agriculture in college, you'll also be studying about how to raise pigs and chickens, things like that. But here, you can actually go see some of the plants and flowers that are quite beautiful and famous in the area. I think it's smart to promote agricultural tourism because Taiwan's got some beautiful areas. It's so green that it's a wonderful place to grow different plants, trees, flowers, things like that. So now during March and April, that's the big season to go and see calla lilies, for example. During this time of year, you'll see a lot of tourists flocking to see the blooms. We use this word flock to talk about a huge group of people or perhaps birds that are flying together, a flock of seagulls. That's a measure word. But if you flock somewhere, you come with a lot of other people to see or do something that's probably popular. Here they're flocking to see the blooms. When a plant blossoms or has a bud and then opens up, that's a bloom. So an open flower would be referred to as a blossom or a bloom. And in all their glory just means this is when they're really beautiful. If you see someone doing something or see something in all their glory, it just means this is when they are performing at their best or they're looking their best. It's the best time to go visit this area in Taiwan because that's when the blooms are simply magnificent and at their most lovely, you could say.
Right. Way back in 1985, I went to see a Michael Jackson concert, and he was in all his glory. He was at the height of his career. It was certainly a great concert to see, especially with him doing the moonwalk there in all his glory. But here, if you want to see these blooms or these blossoms or these flowers at their peak, when they look the best, then you can check out the Judzehu Calla Lily Festival. Now, flower lovers fill the picturesque farming village where they're able to handpick some calla lilies to take home. Isn't that nice? It's a farming village that we're describing as picturesque, which means it's scenic. It's very cute. It's very special to look at.
Yeah, I like this word picturesque. Sometimes we'll talk about something being as pretty as a picture, as pretty as a postcard, something that's really lovely. I like to describe scenes as being picturesque rather than just one item, like one flower. So here, these flower lovers fill the picturesque farming village. So this whole village is very picturesque, almost as if someone painted it or took a beautiful picture. It's so lovely. And they're able to hand pick some calla lilies to take home. Sometimes when we harvest either crops or flowers, they're harvested by a machine. Some sort of machine is doing it here. They'll let you into the fields, and you can use your hands to handpick some of the most beautiful calla lilies to take home. So the festival is also the perfect time to stroll among the pine and bamboo forests that are located nearby, or see some of the blossoming cherry trees that grow nearby. Of course, those are very popular. And most people already know about those, but it's the same type of, it's the same area and the season is the same. So why not see the calla lilies as you're seeing those cherry trees that are blossoming? Sounds like a good time to go.
I hope they're blossoming. My impression is that cherry blossoms come out earlier than March, but I could be wrong there. Check the internet there for listings and conditions.
Guess it depends on the weather, huh?
Yeah, it depends on the weather and various other factors. But here in the last paragraph, it says, this spring, consider heading up to Judzehu and enjoying the festivities. So yes, it's spring right now, that time of the year. So if you're looking for something to do, you should consider heading up to Yamingshan and more specifically to Judzehu, where you can enjoy all the things that are going on, the festivities, which of course are the fun things that are happening alongside a festival. So once you've picked some calla lilies for yourself, you hand-pick them yourself, you may just end up falling in love with this treasured flower. And that, of course, reminds me I haven't been up to Judzehu in several years. I feel really bad about that. So maybe this would be a good excuse to head up there and check out those flowers. Gee, I hope it's not totally flooded with tourists. But I'll keep my fingers crossed on that one. Okay, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Time now to listen to our Chinese teacher.
接着第三个空格的句子写着 At Yangmingshan, the warm climate, blank three soil, and continual supply of spring water create a perfect environment for growing calla lilies. 在这里提到在阳明山有着温暖的气候，怎么样的土壤以及不断供应的泉水就为这个种植海域呢创造了一个完美的环境。第三题 A 选项 absurd 荒谬的 B fertile 肥沃的 C greasy 油腻的 D habitual 习惯的在这里的土壤呢是非常的肥沃才会适合种植植物所以搭配文意第三题的标准答案就选择 B fertile 第四个空格的句子提到呢，在这个著名的竹子湖呢，这个要考考同学们的句型结构概念，真正的主词是后面的 more than 45 Kala Lily Farms， 而呢有超过45家的海域农场，后面 that 一直到 hectares 可以刮胡起来修饰呢，这样子的农场呢延伸有超过13公顷。而这里是这一句的主词，农场位于哪里呢？农场就坐落在这个多年前干涸的熔岩堰塞湖，也就是竹子湖这个地方。所以这句是一个倒装句，把地点 in the area of 竹子湖，然后呢来把地点移到前面去，然后我们不要看 named after 一直到 years ago， 你会更清楚这个句型结构，就是 in the area of 竹子湖 sit more than 45 Kala Lily Farms， 这样看句子就简单多了，也就是说有超过45个这个海域的农场就坐落在竹子湖这个地区。主词是复数，所以搭配复数的动词。第四题的标准答案就选择 A, sit。第五个空格， The flowers were introduced there in the 1960s, but blank 5, the mid-1990s, did the government start promoting agricultural tourism in the area?本来呢这个花呢是在1960年代被引进当地，但是怎么样，同学们特别注意到在时间的后面是一个倒装句， Did the government， 主词是 the government， 到了1990年代的中期呢，政府才开始在这个地方推广农业观光，会是倒装句代表前面有一个呢否定的时间副词。搭配文意，第五题我们可以选择 C 选项， Not until就是解释成为直到怎么样才怎么样，所以直到1990年代中期，政府才开始在竹子湖这个地方推广农业观光。第五题搭配文意，我们的答案就选择 C, not until。 第六个空格提到呢，现在是海域季，所以它是 the perfect time to blank six among the pine and bamboo forests， 所以它是一个很棒的时间呢，可以走在这种呢松林跟竹林的这个森林当中。第六题呢，我们来看一下选项 A, stroll 散步，B, spare 省下不用， C, scold 责骂， D, split 分裂。这当然出去走走是一件很棒的时机，第六题的标准答案就选择 A, stroll。 而第七个前面句子提到，你也可以试着呢在一些海域， You may just blank seven falling in love with this treasured flower， 那你也有可能会爱上这呢非常备受珍爱的花朵。第七题 A, put off 延迟， B, rely on 依靠， C, cope with 处理应付， D, end up 以怎么样的结局收场。在一些海域，也许到最后你也可能会爱上这些花朵。搭配文意，第七题标准答案就选择 D, end up。 OK, 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
Okay, everybody, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Thank you so much for joining us, and please join us again next time for another edition of our program. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.